Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. The Minnesota Department of Public Safety is unveiling new weapons screening today at the state capitol. The system is scheduled to be fully implemented by Tuesday's opening of the legislative session. Senate Majority Leader Erin Murphy.
People need to feel safe here, and we have been behind the nation in terms of securing the Capitol and the buildings in which we work and serve with weapon screening. So I do support it.
Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson says,
I think we've addressed a number of our shortcomings here at the Capitol through just a very vigorous report and assessment of the Capitol complex. That's very helpful for us.
Weapon screening was installed after Governor Tim Walz issued an executive order calling for increased security for the upcoming session. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security will partially shut down tomorrow after Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked a funding bill passed by the U.S. House. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison rallied outside the Senate yesterday.
Americans across the country are demanding that Congress finally reasserts its power as a co-equal branch of government. We cannot give one more penny to ICE as long as this lawless agency is violating Americans' constitutional rights.
Democrats argued the bill doesn't do enough to reform immigration enforcement operations following the fatal shootings of Renee Good and Alex Pretty in Minneapolis. Republicans warn the shutdown could result in delays at U.S. airports. And a ruling by an administrative law judge will allow Minnesota retailers to ship hemp-derived products directly to their customers. It reverses the State Office of Cannabis Management's requirement that all sales of low-dose edibles and drinks be in person. The OCM's ban on in-state shipping took effect last fall. Minnesota courthouses are hosting free Valentine's Day weddings today because the holiday falls on a Saturday this year. Kim Pletica of the Minnesota Judicial Branch says these are special ceremonies.
Courts really try hard to accommodate couples because they want this to be a beautiful, memorable day for them. And if you look at some of our pictures online, you'll see that the courthouses may have fresh flowers. Many of them have balloons. They do set them up to be very beautiful for these Valentine's Day weddings.
She says the judges love doing weddings and getting a break from their criminal trials and cases. And the U.S. women's hockey team plays host Italy today in the quarterfinals of the Winter Olympics in Milan. Team USA went 4-0 in the preliminary round. That includes a 5-0 rout defending gold medalist Canada that clinched Group A for the Americans. The U.S. roster features a number of Minnesota natives and Golden Gopher star Abby Murphy. This is MNN.